This is Wade Rasker with the Chief Organizer's Report on how insurance advertising is way over the line, though it's not alone. Going from office to office, from Houston to Austin to Dallas, then heading on towards Arkansas, going old school, you get to hear a lot of what's up on radio, including some zany, scary songs on K9 in Dallas and RT's great Under the Influence show on KBF, with some Lou Reed songs by way of thanks for that effort. Mainly, though, I found myself monitoring some of the advertising out there on issues like the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and the Keystone Pipeline Project. There had been speculation that big insurance combined with some smaller government push might spend $1 billion in promoting ACA in general, and for the companies, their products in particular. With some of the online enrollment problems, it's possible that some of them are holding their thunder, but I'm not sure why they would think that's smart. Incidentally, on the highway, I got a message that the online enrollment is now working, at least better, which, if true, would be a month earlier than we were hearing yesterday. Anyway, navigators have to be totally neutral, as do the call center temps on the 800 number, but with 38 companies competing in Texas, the millions of uninsured are a big bone that a lot of dogs of all sizes are fighting over. So I heard a lot of promotions up and down Texas. The company pitches have several things in common. One is that they all very deliberately say they were providing affordable care, and they were the place to get affordable care. They also were very clear they were taking credit for people now being eligible with pre-existing conditions and a basic package of preventive services. The strategy, including the ads from the Farm Bureau, which claims they're an agent of Blue Cross Blue Shield, a giant nonprofit competing nationally, all direct the consumer to come to them, even though that means that the applicant would not get any premium tax credits or cost sharing assistance, since you have to go to the marketplace for those benefits. None of this was a surprise, obviously, since insurance agents have been vociferous in places like Louisiana as well about the fact that they think navigators, consumer assistance reps, and anyone else helping folks access applications and www.healthcare.gov is somehow competition for them, even though navigators are not permitted to even offer an opinion about insurance companies. Mass confusion seems to be the message and the dominant strategy. I don't want to seem like I'm picking on the insurance industry, because the most outrageous radio ad I heard was ostensibly from the International Union of Operating Engineers, complaining that the government was foot-dragging in not having approved the Keystone Tar Sands pipeline. They wanted a couple of jobs they would get on the project, and they wanted them now, by damn. The ad turned out to have been brought to us by the Oil and Gas Institute and their so-called Labor Management Committee, giving the sad impression that they may have bought the union before they bought the ad. The whole truth in advertising thing might be worth looking into if anyone is listening besides me and long-distance truckers. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.